You had mentioned to get rid of ads before. How do you go about doing that? Is there an easy way to do it?
If, let's say, you're using Google Chrome, you can go to their extension store, Chrome store, and easily add an extension. One that I use is called AdBlock for YouTube. And once it's on there, you don't hear any ads anymore. I could do a little demo of it next
Actually, you
month if
did
you
a
want.
demo. You
did
did a demo,
already.
Dave. Yeah,
yeah.
It's on the website.
You did do
Never mind.
a
I
demo.
forgot. Okay.
David, I just wanted to recommend an extension that I have used for years and has never steered me wrong. uBlock Origin. That's Uniform Bravo Lima Oscar Charlie Kilo Origin. It's in the Firefox extensions store, probably the Google Chrome store. And it's not just for YouTube, it's the web entirely. It blocks all kinds of trackers and ads and things.
Does it work on Edge?
It should, because, Edge is Chrome, so it should. It's a matter of whether they made it available in the App Store or not. I don't know.
On emails, I've accumulated a lot of, using Gmail. Is there a relatively easy way to get rid of thousands of emails that have accumulated that show up on your phone? What's the easiest way to get rid of? I don't want to get rid of everything, but I want to get rid of much older stuff. And I haven't figured out a fast way to do that. Is there a way of doing it on the computer?
Pick the ones you want, move them to another folder, then blank the entire folder out.
Gmail. Okay, Gmail, you can go on the website and delete 100 at a time, but you're going to delete everything.
If you're using Outlook and assuming your Gmail, everything is synced on the phone. So using Outlook on the computer, in whatever folder you happen to be in, like the inbox, you can just go to the View tab, tab down to where it says Expand Collapse Groups, Collapse submenu, collapse all of them, and then you have them collapse by messages from today, yesterday, etc. And the bottommost thing is messages from more than 1 month ago or so. If you're willing to get rid of all of them from 1 month and before, you can just click on that, agree to it, and they all go to your trash folder.
So Jerry, with another thought, what about just setting up archiving so that messages that are more than a month or 6 months old get archived? That way you do have access to them if you need them, but they won't show up in your inbox anymore, so they won't clog your phone up.
How do you set it up to go to archive?
In Outlook settings, there is an archiving section where it asks you the questions that it needs to know how recently you want to start archiving and how often you want to do it.
Gmail on the web. In order to reply to a message or delete it, do I always have to check it?
Are you using Gmail in standard mode or basic mode? Does it show the messages as a table?
Yes.
Then you're in basic mode. And it's more complicated there. In standard mode, which takes, you have to learn a few tricks to use it, but not all that many. Once you're in there, you find a message you want to reply to, it, you just hit the letter R and start typing and you're replying to it. And when you're finished typing, tab one time and hit, it'll say send, hit the space bar and you're done.
I think Control Enter also does send.
Yep, it does.
Here in standard mode.
Even on the web?
Yeah, that is the web. Standard mode versus basic mode.